Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, February 27th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At part two today, we're going to be speaking with our great friend, Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension. Right now, some of our favorite people and friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods in with us right now. And we have Katrina Hintner with us. I'm not used to you just being solo. I was getting ready to say a second name.
And you did say like some of our favorite friends. So that does that mean that I'm the favorite friend then? Because I'm the only one here?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Okay. Way at the top of the list. Way up there. Katrina Hintner with us to talk some Family Natural Foods. Let you know a little bit of what's going on over at the shop. And we do want to send a shout out to Steven and the whole team over there at Family Natural Foods. We always love talking with all you guys and catching up with things and how things are going. How are things going?
Great. I should do a shout out to the staff. I don't do it as often, but they're incredible. Like, I'm here, I'm doing this, I'm having fun. I get to talk with you and Radioland, like my dad says, and you know, they're running the shop for me. So shout out to them. Thank you for doing that. There's been all sorts of, you know, it's the season of sickness and things going on. And so there's been a lot of people navigating their schedules a little differently. And I'm just so thankful for that awesome staff that we have. So
they're amazing. So speaking of the staff, you guys are getting ready for some fun things going on over there. Mm-hmm. Got some happenings going on.
Yeah, we do have some happenings. So thanks for asking about that. I know everybody is getting excited with the warm weather, right? We're getting pumped about it. Mm-hmm. There's multiple things I could talk about that. But we have some garden seeds out. And this will be the continual conversation for months, James, right? So this is the first of it. We have some of it. Come on out. Check it out. You might need to get your tomato seeds and start them or whatnot. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting more of those things out later, like more of our bulk, like beans and so on. And it's not bean season yet, but I know some people are waiting for me to say this. So I just wanted to say there are some out. More to come. So keep tuned to that as we go through that garden season. You know, it's just what's happening right now.
You know, it's interesting. This happens a lot, and I don't know how much Pam plans it or not, but having Janelle come in next, I always learn when she's in. And one of the things that she touches on is certainly gardening and working with the master gardeners. And the idea that right around now, if I got this right, is a good time to start prepping for this stuff and even planning ahead. She's even I think you've touched on this too, about literally mapping it out, what you want to do in your yard.
Yeah, Janelle's got you. She's got you figured out. You're going to be starting your own garden soon,
one
James.
We're just moments away from that. I'm not even kidding. I really am getting excited about even the idea of it.
Yeah. So it is a great time to start mapping it. And, you know, some people like to wait. Typically, you're going to wait a little bit longer. I mean, the ground is frozen. You can't get in there, everybody. But yes, it's a great time to map, like Janelle will be talking about, I'm sure, too. And we're getting some of those seeds that you're like, I'll start now and I'll get some more later, too. So there's that. And then I want to mention, right, we have our presentations that are coming up. I want to mention a big talk about Brian from True Grace's presentation coming up. So that's on March 13th. And I just looked at the calendar. March is on Saturday.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
It's wild. So that presentation is going to be coming up, and I just want people to mark it on their calendar. It's going to be a Thursday. It's at March 13th at 5:15. So Brian... is the CEO of True Grace. His wife essentially is the one who's running it, but he's also very much involved in it. I mean, when you're the CEO, you're quite involved in it. I mean, listen to Terry, right? She's quite involved in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Good example.
So he is a phenomenal speaker. He's going to be talking about like foundational nutrition. So like, what are the things that we need if we are going to look at like, there's so many things we can talk about for our health, but what are the things, the baseline things that we need for our health? He's going to talk about that, and he's just going to talk about also like aging gracefully and like how, what are those things that help you age through these years? So he's great for all different ages because he's talking about the foundation, but he's also talking about aging. So he's great. He'll be probably talking about mushrooms a little bit. I mean, he's definitely going to talk about like fish oils and the benefits and, you know, multivitamins and other things like that too.
Brian's joined us before, I believe. I think we've talked to some people from True Grace.
So True Grace, one time I was able, our sales rep was coming through Keeley and I had her come here with us because she happened to be coming through the same day. And I'm like, you got to do radio with me. It's so fun. And I think I hooked her.
Nice job, by the way. I just remember talking with True Grace and how great they were. And one of the things that came up is something that you actually touched on really well here that I think is perfect for this presentation, that there are so many layers to our health. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to have a different question out there because we're all different in all the way these things affect our bodies. What a great opportunity to be able to ask those questions or find out more face-to-face, right to the person. Especially how, you know, some of us, I don't know about other people out there, but there's even times when it's just me and my laptop and I'm embarrassed to look
Google
for something.
Yeah. Yes, we've had that.
But being able to talk to somebody face-to-face, you're really able to ask these questions. And Brian is great. He is in this industry because he wants to help people.
And he can explain it in a way that we all can learn about. It's not just like, wait, what did he say? I need to Google what he just said. I don't understand that. He's very down-to-earth and he brings it to our level. I'm going to touch base on Pranarome presentation that we had. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like your own mini presentation, James.
Nice.
And this room is going to smell delicious we're done. But before I do that, I noticed some people, you know, so Liza at the presentation would be like, anybody have questions? You know, raise your hand. And like to your point, you're saying a lot of people don't feel comfortable raising their hands. But all of these presenters are so fantastic afterwards. They stay and they answer those questions that you just didn't know you had the question or you didn't want to ask it in front of the audience. So they're just great like that. And I definitely come with questions when you come to the presentations because they're so knowledgeable. And if they don't have the answer, we'll try to figure it out together as a team.
It's a really, really unique opportunity and it also shows how much these people not only believe in these products, but want you to be able to benefit from them.
Yes.
And to the point of, you know, coming here and having these presentations and doing this. And, you know, for what it's worth to people out there, every business could use a little bit more. These businesses are doing well. Mm-hmm. They're not doing this because they need to necessarily. They're doing this because they want to, because they want to help communities. They want to be, they truly believe in these products. It's one of the things that stands out about these products, and we've touched on this, you know, from before, where, yeah, you can go to a department store or whatever and get a generic version of fish oil or something. And the difference of that and a True Grace fish oil, all you got to do is look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
It tells you right there. But then you hear from somebody like Brian or you hear from some of these people and you really get it. You really get that there is so much passion and care put into these products that is worth spending a buck more times than not or what have you.
Well, and it's better for your health. And to your point, fish oil is a great example. So I've had people that have come in and they're like, oh, I got this fish oil, you know, on Costco. And it was like 360 capsules and it was, you know, like $19.99 or something like wildly reasonable for a large quantity. And they get home and they're getting like burp up and it smells like fish and it smells rancid. And it's like, you're paying for that. Where like True Grace is, to your point, is theirs is a wild-caught pollock in Alaska that they are very focused on regenerative agriculture, so they're not going to overfish that population because if they do, it's going to be extinct. We don't want that to happen.
No.
So they're doing it in a very, like, very mindful way of how they're harvesting it. They're making sure you're getting the best quality. They even put, like, some lemon essential oil in it. So, like, if you had a little burp up, you're not going to taste that fish. Mm-hmm. And it's digesting better for you. So it's, like, overall amazing. And that's just one little point of True Grace.
And a really good one, too. And I bring up the fish oil in part because I went through that.
Yeah.
I was working at a GNC, and we don't really even have those anymore, so I don't think it's a bad thing to say. But I was working on one of those, and I was reading about the powers of fish oil.
Like,
oh, that's really great. I also worked in radio and didn't have a lot of money.
Yes.
So I was like, well, I'm going to look for something cheaper, something that I can afford. And just like the example you had, more bang for my buck, so I got a good quantity. And I've read and I worked at the GNC, so I knew that this stuff doesn't work overnight. It takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that in mind, too, I think is a good idea with these products, that it takes a couple weeks oftentimes for these products to have an effect. But I kept waiting and waiting. I went through the whole bottle. I'm like, I don't feel any different. And I had a little of the burping that you were talking about there. Well, then years later, you know, I'm talking with you and Steven about fish oil, and you're describing some of these things about the products. And I'm like, well, maybe I need to give this a different chance. Maybe I didn't use the actual fish oil. within a week, I noticed a difference.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to give these things a chance, you got to go all in. I'm not saying you got to buy the Cadillac of fish oil or something.
No, right.
Thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods, you don't have to.
And there's multiple different levels of that, but we're making sure you're still getting a good product.
If you really want your health to be better, if you really want to invest in your mental, you really have to invest in it. You do have to, you know, do this homework and make sure that when you're reading those ingredients, you're actually getting the real product.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to, you can't really see the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And fish oil, to that point, just a quick little like what I love about fish oil. So right now, this time of the year, we are so dry, right? Because our heat's on, it's just dry air. So fish oil is really good at like moisturizing your skin. Not topically. We're not putting fish oil on topically, everybody. No. Your cats love you.
It's probably smarter with me that you, yeah, that's true. Maybe the cats will like me.
But take it internally. Like, it helps your skin. It helps your eyes when they're really dry as well. Hair that can be dry. Overall, it's good for like complexion. It's great for our heart. This is Heart Health Month. It's great for just our cardiovascular system. It's good for, it's an essential fatty acid. We don't make it in our body. We have to consume it. I don't know about you. I don't eat enough fish.
Yeah, same here.
So it's something that's really great. So that's our little tangent on fish oil today.
Well, and unplanned, but very well worthy, because fish oil is awesome. And the only thing it can't do is your taxes, basically.
Yes,
like, it really does have one of those things. It's really one of those supplements that can do so many
brain
things
brain health. I mean, my goodness, it's so many things. It's essential for babies, too. So
we were speaking with Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods, and you mentioned you were going to talk a little bit about the recap of their most recent
recap of the presentation. So Pranarome, we're gonna make it really smell good in here, so you all might have to come visit James so you can smell it.
Definitely.
But the Pranarome presentation we had on Tuesday was fantastic. Liza is a great educator. She makes the room smell good. She makes all of us like just come back with like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this about this essential oil or how the depths of it. And so since we are talking about dry skin, something, we're not going to put fish oil on our skin, right?
But yes,
we can put other oils.
I should write that down just so I don't do it on accident.
I'm going to give you a little tester of argan oil. We don't often talk about plant-based oils. So this is not an essential oil like rosemary, lavender that you may put. But I just want you to put a little bit on your hand just to like moisten your hand.
Gotta admit, I thought argan was a Lord of the Rings character.
Not
know that this
argan
was
is an essential. It's a plant-based oil that comes from Morocco, and it's really moisturizing. It's great for dry skin, great for our face. So I my goal, I think, in the next like couple years is to. It doesn't have much of a smell, is I think a great thing because
it's nice.
It's not your essential oil. You can add your essential oil to it. It's your base for your skin. So whether you're putting it on your hands or your body or face. And so we have this like, we're afraid to put oil on our face because we think, oh no.
Yes.
Oil is going to make me break out. Oh no. Oil's bad for me. Mm-hmm. We scrub our skin. We put all the things on it that dries out our face. And then we try to put on more lotions that have a lot of times alcohol in it, which ends up drying our face out. Mm-hmm. Oils, these plant-based oils, which I mean, I could go through a whole list of the plant-based oils, but we have a handful of them. I just wanted to highlight argan because it's such a nourishing oil that is just rich in like moisturizing, and we want people to put this on their face more often. It moisturizes your face better than any other moisturizer you have out there, and we need more oil, healthy fats on our face. It's not like going to make you break out or anything like that.
I noticed that you didn't use too much either when you were putting it on.
Yeah, you don't need very much. And then another thing, if you're really like, well, I kind of want to have a plant-based oil good for my face, but can I put some essential oils with it? Pranarome makes a really wonderful face oil for glow, like to have a better glow, or maybe you're more acne prone. It helps with clearing up blemishes and red spots.
Wow.
Then they have
in high school?
I know. And she actually, she's got a daughter who's, I think, 14 or 15. And she said that her daughter uses this clear essential oil mix with a plant-based oil, and she said, oh my goodness, she doesn't have any acne. She switched all of her friends over. I mean, this is a teen when it's like prime acne season.
Yeah.
And so it's great to know that there's something out there that's actually nourishing your skin and not just stripping your skin from that.
You know, what I didn't think about this until you handed it to me, and like a lot of us in this time of year, your hands, you know, they're so overworked and everything. They got these big goofy hands.
Yep.
And I don't know about others, but in between my fingers,
yeah.
I seem to get really dry there. And I just tried to put a little there instantly. But but also, like, I don't notice it either.
Yeah,
it just
not
did its
oily.
Job and now it's gone.
That's what I like about them. We think oily. Yeah. It's not oily. Like, the argan soaks into your skin right away. It's very light oil. And it's been great. Some people just add it into their routine or, again, put an essential oil with it. Okay, so we're gonna do something. I'm going to try to explain it best on air. It's something I learned a while ago from Pranarome. Not actually this last presentation. But this is an interesting combo one. We're going to do rosemary and coffee essential oil, which Ooh. Sounds wild.
Mm.
So you're going to have to take off your glasses for this. Because what we're going to do is we're going to put a drop of the rosemary in our palm of our hand and a drop of the coffee in our palm of our hand. And we're going to be careful and not rub it in our eyes, but under our eyes where we have the puffiness and just the, like, helps with our eyes to, it helps with, like, I'm going to try to do this where I can get a drop or two in here. Here, James, here's rosemary.
Thank you.
And then here's coffee. But
I didn't even know there was a coffee, but I need to get that. We're going to talk off air about that. That's it.
So
I put two.
Like a couple, just to, so you have enough in there.
Yeah.
And then it is like the rosemary. You don't need too much rosemary because you will kind of feel like that kind of mentholiness, but it. And you could even just do one eye, but it is good for, like, your under eye. And just be mindful because as I'm feeling the rosemary, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's by my eye, right? It's kind of a warmer oil. So just put it, like, lower, but it helps with, like, the puffy, baggy eyes.
Oh, man, so, I am definitely guilty of that one.
I mean, we all are.
We all are. Yeah.
So it's refreshing, and it might not feel it right now at this moment, but just wait a second. So,
well, I already love the smells.
It's a good smell.
And it feels really, like, good on the skin.
It's opening, too. I'm like, my eyes are like, ooh, that's kind of nice, actually.
I didn't realize I was squinting until I started using those. That's really great.
So that's just like a fun, like, you can do that. So it's a coffee essential oil, which other people have used it for, you know, just a smell overall and diffusing and things like that. Rosemary is really great respiratory-wise. It's good for immune health. A lot of, you know, your family heritage, your Italian background, like oregano, rosemary, thyme, those are really, like, antibacterial, antiviral, really immune boosters. So those ones are lovely essential oils just to bring in more in the wintertime for immune health.
And virtually all this stuff that we're talking about, too, have added benefits that we haven't even touched on, too.
Yeah.
So it's whereas so many things that are over-the-counter, so many things that you get and side effects may include, and there's that long list, this stuff, side effects may include things that are good for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real positive on this stuff that really is noteworthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe people are taking more baths right now, like add a drop or two.
Oh, yeah.
And the reminder of you don't need much for these essential oils. You just need a few drops. It's very strong. Think about it. They're pressing that plant. So it's very potent and strong, too.
And so affordable.
So affordable.
You know, so many of the other things that we're talking about that are over-the-counter that can do some of these things, they're going to cost you a buck or two.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is so much more affordable, and especially when you consider what Katrina just said there about you don't even need
to use that much. You don't need much. Yeah, absolutely. And then the... Just like two more things I just want to recap on is, you know, the difference between their essential oils is they're certified organic. And we've highlighted this before, but essential oils are great. You can now kind of find them everywhere, but not every essential oil is the same quality. She was making a reference of rose essential oil. They need to use, like, in order to get, what was it, like a couple drops of rose, it's like 56 petals they have to use to press.
Wow.
But think about if that rose, which most roses are sprayed with a lot of chemicals, you're getting 56 drop, or you're getting a lot of chemicals with that.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, some of these are so important to get in organic form, because you want to get it to help you, not to, like, oh, I'm going to help myself, and guess what? Now I have all these chemicals on me, too.
Yeah.
That's not what you're buying. You don't want that.
Mm-mm.
So this company is fantastic, really worth checking out and getting into. I also want to reference that it's on sale till the end of the month. We only have today, tomorrow, that's it.
That's
so
right. Oh, geez,
jump in, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump in and get it on sale right now. If you want more information on Pranarome, we're happy to share It's such a great, like, they'll come again, and they're fantastic, but definitely a great company to look into getting and bringing into your life.
One of those ones that you can take it to the bank. This, you can back this one. Yeah. The great company.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely. So that's worth getting, and grab it before it's, before the sale is off. So you got today and tomorrow, essentially, for that one. But we do have some other, I'm just going to highlight sales while we're here talking about sales. Mm-hmm. We have some other great sales coming up that people might want to know about, such as True Grace. They will be on sale next month in March, the whole month of March. And then it aligns with the presentation as well. So that's great. And then we're going to have, some CBD is going to be on sale. So I think that's worth highlighting, you know, different, collagens, fish oils, etc. We'll have the list up probably on Saturday. But yeah, definitely worth getting some of those sales while they're still on.
Yeah.
And highlighting the ones that are, you know, on sale right now too. But I'm going to do like 2 minutes of heart health, because guess what? We run out of that.
Sounds good.
Heart health, right? We're in the month of heart health. So we want you to think about your heart, not just this month, but every month.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites, Terry has an amla that's good for cholesterol and just healthy heart levels as well. And CoQ10, which we all can use. But I'm going to highlight very quick bullet points, because I could talk all day on this one, is red sage. So red sage is a fantastic fantastic supplement that a lot of people have been hearing about, like nitric oxide and how like they want to get that out of the system.
Yeah.
This helps with your circulation and really improving that. It helps with like blood flow and vessels and arteries. So we all need more circulation and blood flow to all of our organs. So that's another wonderful benefit. Muscle. Your heart is a huge muscle. So it's going to help with your muscle. It's good for heart, kidney, and brain health, blood pressure levels, and can help with cholesterol. And I've had a couple people tell me it has helped them with their AFib. So, right, their heart's rhythm, it has helped them kind of get back, which is really cool. Overall, it's just a really great supplement for circulation, heart health. Mm-hmm. It's a Terry product, so it's money back guarantee. We love his products. It's paired with a little bit of ginseng, which also has a lot of really great benefits for overall heart circulation. Energy to like make you jittery, but it can help like a sustained energy on that too.
And then you had another one that you wanted to mention too.
Well, I mean, I wanted to mention CoQ10 and amla, but you know, there's only so much time for all those things. So come in,
sneak it in, but yes,
come in. It's still on sale this month. Come check out the essential oils, and then don't forget about the presentation coming up on March 13th at 5:15 with Brian, the CEO of True Grace.
Appreciate our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Truly a business that we've been partners with and friends with for a long time, that put a lot into our community, and along with sponsoring things like Playmakers and stuff. We just appreciate our relationship and love you guys over there. Say hi to the staff for us and everything. We'll see you real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Kat. Visit our friends over at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. You won't be disappointed. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.